This Health Ranger Report Pandemic Podcast is brought to you by naturalnews.com for uncensored reporting and healthrangerstore.com for lab-tested preparedness supplies such as storable food, full-face medical masks, biostructured silver first aid gel, and iodine, only while supplies last. April 2nd, update here for pandemic.news. What's amazing to me about the coronavirus and humanity's response to it is seeing just how clueless people are. It's incredible. We live in a world of people who are almost 99% disconnected from reality. And I remember in late January and all throughout February and early March when I was telling people, hey, this thing's coming. It's going to get bad. I mean, you can see all my articles at naturalnews.com and all my podcasts. I said, this is coming. It's obvious. If it were easy to control, it would have been contained in Wuhan. It wasn't. It's going to spread to Asia. It's going to spread to Europe. It's going to spread to the United States and South America and everywhere. And people were clueless. I mean, people who I had otherwise even respected were just totally clueless. Ah, it's not going to happen here. And you ask them why, and they don't have a reason, which is really shows a lack of intelligence. But people are clueless about everything. I remember hearing people say not long ago, oh, I'm ready for the collapse. I've got 2 to 3 weeks of food. I would say 2 to 3 weeks. Oh, okay. So you're one of those people. Yeah. Okay. You know what we call those people? Dead people. That's what we call you. If you think 2 to 3 weeks of food is all you need, then you're just kind of like a mainstream sheeple. You're precisely the kind of person that the globalists are trying to get rid of, frankly. With people they call useless eaters who just clueless, just follow whatever CNN tells them. And when the government tells them, don't prepare, it's bad. You don't want to be a hoarder, do you? It's bad to buy food. It's bad to wear a mask. Those are intelligence tests, people. It's an IQ test to see how stupid people are to follow that advice. It's not an accident that they run around saying, don't buy food and don't wear a mask. They know that they're trying to weed out the stupid people. Just like eventually they're going to have a vaccine. They're going to tell everybody, yeah, line up and take the vaccine. It's an IQ test. Don't you get it? It's an IQ test. It's to find out who's dumb enough to take the vaccine shot. This is how they're going to thin the herd. It's all part of the depopulation plan. They're trying to get rid of the incredibly stupid people. And frankly, it's working. With an economic collapse and the farms shut down in many areas, a food supply collapse now in the making. And there's going to be a lot of people to die from this. Millions around the world will die. And I'm not saying they all deserve to die, but if you think you're going to be fine with 2 to 3 weeks of food, yeah, you're probably not going to make it very well. No. It's a global IQ test, folks. And so, you know, the next thing where people are being subjected to this test is when they turn on CNBC and CNBC says, oh, this is the bottom of the market. You should buy the dip. No, you are the dip if you buy now. You are the dip. Because this is not a dip. This is a collapse that has only just begun. And I've talked to people, like people in my family, kind of distant relatives. When the market went down the first 25%, they were like, what should I do now? Should I sell now? And I'm like, yeah, it's going to go down maybe 80%. And then they would turn around and say, well, but I think I'll just hold on to it. Well, then why did you ask? You numbskull. Why are you asking? If you've already made up your mind to just lose everything, okay, go ahead. It's your money. You earned it. You are welcome to lose all your money. And believe me, you will. And then the bigger IQ test is really who's dumb enough to keep holding dollars as the Fed creates trillions of dollars in bailout money, which is going to destroy the dollar and lead to a global economic reset, at least for the dollar, which will have no value. I mean, we're talking about a total debasement of the currency. And if you're left holding dollars, you're going to lose all the purchasing power in those dollars. So you've got mainstream people. I mean, the people that are members of your church or the people who are in your city hall, you know, city council members, people in your town, people who are your neighbors, they will lose everything. And they fail to see it coming. Why? They're not that bright. They're not smart enough to grasp what's happening, and they will lose everything. And then they'll act like, oh, nobody could have seen this coming. Yeah, actually, there's plenty of us who did see this coming, And we tried to warn you about what was coming, and you laughed it off because you thought, oh, the dollar will never collapse. The dollar is going to be here forever. They're going to bail out the dollar. Oh, really? How are they going to bail out the dollar? With more dollars? You know, you can't use a fiat currency to bail out a fiat currency without causing hyperinflation, which is exactly what they're doing. I mean, you can try to bail out everything with a fiat currency, but you end up destroying the currency. So as I look around society today, you know, I'm so thankful for the people who I'm able to communicate with, people like you listening to this and our followers and fans, and many of you are your own educators. You know, maybe you have a YouTube channel, or you write articles, or you have a blog site, or you are influential in your community, and you teach others the same thing that I'm teaching here. We're all trying to help others get prepared. And yet what we all have in common in that experience is understanding just how ill-prepared many people are when it comes to, you know, finance or depopulation or a pandemic or self-defense or anything. The average person is totally clueless, completely disconnected from reality because they're living in a bubble of fake media. They watch CNN, or their friends are part of this bubble, and they think everything is going to be the way it always was. We call that normalcy bias. They think tomorrow will be the same as today because they can't imagine a different tomorrow. That's why they were taken by surprise as the coronavirus exploded, with over 1,000 deaths a day and the New York hospitals being overrun and the economic collapse and maybe a third of the country out of work now and businesses just going bankrupt by the tens of thousands across America. These people will tell you nobody could have seen this coming. I saw this coming. I did documentaries about this. I did one a couple years ago called Faith Money and the Coming Collapse. I talked about the systemic collapse of the global debt-based currency system. It's on Brighteon. You can find it. It's called Faith Money. And I think the coming banking collapse or something like that was the subhead. Yeah, we saw this coming. And then when this virus was starting to hit, I saw this coming too. And those people who listened to me and got their preps early, you know, you beat the mad toilet paper rush of 2020. the mad TP scramble of 2020. That's going to go down in history as something slightly entertaining. But you beat the crowd. You got your food, you got your firearms, your ammunition, you got your gold, your silver, everything. You're all set. Why? Because you were smart enough to listen to voices like mine that are consistently ahead of the masses. This is not an accident. This is not something that's new for me. Anyway, I'm not trying to sound arrogant. I'm just saying that I've got a lifelong track record of seeing things before other people see them. That's all. That's all I'm saying. You know, you wonder, why is my business still operating? How is it that HealthRangerStore.com is thriving with the best business year we've ever had? How did we get in the food business and the preparedness business? Why do I own websites like survival.news and pandemic.news and trump.news? Because I saw it all coming, folks. I knew Trump was going to win. I knew we're going to be dealing with a pandemic. I talked about this. I have websites before on biological terrorism and biological warfare. I've seen this coming for a long time. And I've known that the system was going to collapse. I didn't know for sure when, but I've been talking about this for over a decade, the systemic financial collapse. And all this time, probably much like you, I've been among other people who are totally clueless about what was going to happen. You know, people are like, everything's going to be fine. You know, why you got to focus on the negative? You've probably heard that before. I'm not focusing on the negative. I'm focusing on reality, and reality is going to get pretty nasty. And if you didn't believe me then, you probably do believe me now. Now that, you know, you're jobless and locked in your apartment in some city somewhere with no food supply and depending on the government to bail you out, and no job prospects because your employer went bankrupt and so on and so forth. I'm not talking to you specifically listening to this. I'm talking to the people who didn't listen, the people who just got caught because they were clueless. And you know who they blame when that happens? They blame people like you and me. They blame us. They never blame themselves. That you will never see a clueless, unprepared person say, oh yeah, I admit I was totally unprepared. I should have been better prepared. I should have been better informed. Yeah, I was watching all the wrong news channels. They never admit that. They have excuses. Oh, it's your fault. You're a hoarder. You bought up all the supplies. That's why I don't have supplies. Oh, you talked bad about the economy and that caused the bankruptcies. That's why I don't have a job. It's your fault. That's the way these people are. They're always like, everything's your fault, because they can't take responsibility for anything themselves because they're not adults. They're little children brains and little children souls stuck in a human adult body. Maybe not always human, who knows? But it's a child mind in an adult body. They can't take responsibility for anything. And that's what society has become largely. A bunch of pathetic, weakling, crybully, snowflake, victim experts who are not capable of thinking for themselves. And many of them will just flat out die. Because who's taking a cruise right now? I read today that Carnival Cruise Line still has 6,000 Americans on cruise ships. Who are these 6,000 Americans? How did they manage to live this long is my question. If you're that stupid to be on a cruise ship at the beginning of April, in the middle of a pandemic that largely started on a cruise ship, then maybe Bill Burr, the comedian, was right when he said they should just sink the cruise ships, you know, just torpedo them. Because those people are not qualified to survive. Who's getting on a cruise ship? They should just bitch slap all those people as you get on the ship. You get on a ship, whoosh, you dumbass. What are you doing? Just slap them around a little bit. give me a break, cruise ships. But people are that stupid. There's people still out there partying away like those 30 spring breakers from University of Austin who chartered a private jet to go party on the beaches in Mexico because I guess they had rich mommy and daddy paying for their private jet. And there was like 70 of them, and 30 of them came back with coronavirus. Oh, yeah. Yeah, how's that? How's that for your spring break IQ test right there? You came back with coronavirus because you're an idiot. And you're probably not qualified really to represent the future of the human race, come to think of it. And viruses have a way of applying natural selection to people like that. You know, it's kind of Mother Nature's way of saying, you're too stupid to live long enough to have babies. That's kind of what that says. That's not me saying it. That's Mother Nature saying that. Well, I don't know if you call it Mother Nature. It is a biological weapon. It was engineered, but still a natural selection is at work here. If you're too stupid to not isolate yourself and not wear a mask and not take zinc and all these other things, then you might not make it. That's kind of cause and effect. That's natural selection. That's the Darwin Award. There's a lot of people winning the Darwin Award right now, including people who are still getting on cruise ships. I want to know who these people are because I want to avoid them if at all possible. Too stupid to survive, man. Just amazing. In any case, some of this is satire, but some of this is serious. Please take it all with a grain of salt. You know, we have to laugh a little bit from time to time, even though this is a very serious situation. But I am serious about taking precautions, okay? So be safe, be smart, spread the word about pandemic.news. That's where you're going to find more podcasts like this. My name's Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, the most censored voice in the world when it comes to natural health, for all the obvious reasons, because I refuse to be politically correct, okay? F that. I'm not interested in that. I'm just going to tell it like it is, and people can listen or not listen, and that's the free market of ideas. So thank you for listening. Feel free to share this everywhere. I'm going to make it through this, and the people who listen to what I do are also going to make it through this. We're going to be alive at the end of this. And that says something, doesn't it? About the power of good information, whether it's polite or not. I'm not trying to be polite. I'm trying to help people survive. End of story. Thanks for listening. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods
with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock, even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel, first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger Store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.